Hey everyone, it's Laura Bennett here. Welcome back to Stress Cycle Breaker. Ever feel like your mind is a runaway train, constantly chugging along with thoughts racing in every direction? You know that feeling when you're trying to relax but your brain just won't stop spinning? Well, guess what? You're not alone. In our crazy world, it's incredibly easy to get swept up in the chaos, leaving little room for the quiet moments of self-reflection and introspection we desperately need. Today, we're diving into how to create a safe space for yourself, a sanctuary where you can tune out the noise and finally connect with your inner wisdom. Because let's face it, knowing ourselves is like having the ultimate cheat code for navigating life's challenges. It's about understanding our strengths, acknowledging our weaknesses, and learning to navigate our emotions in a healthy way. So, how do we build this incredible safe space? Here are 5 key takeaways that will change your game. 1. Disconnect to reconnect. You know those endless scrolling sessions on social media or binge-watching marathons that leave you feeling drained and disconnected from yourself? Yeah, well, it's time to hit the pause button. Seriously, schedule dedicated digital detox periods into your week. Even just 30 minutes a day can make a world of difference. Use this time to engage in activities that nourish your soul, reading, journaling, taking a walk in nature, or simply sitting in silence and observing your thoughts. Remember, disconnecting from the external noise is the first step towards connecting with your inner voice. 2. Embrace the power of rituals. Ever noticed how certain routines make you feel instantly calmer or more centered? That's because rituals create a sense of structure and intentionality in our lives. Think about incorporating calming rituals into your day, like starting with a few minutes of meditation, taking a hot bath before bed, or lighting a scented candle during your me time. These small acts can significantly shift your mindset and create a more peaceful atmosphere for self-reflection. 3. Listen to your body's whispers. You know that nagging feeling in your gut telling you something isn't quite right? Our bodies are incredibly intuitive. Pay attention to those subtle cues: fatigue, restlessness, tension, headaches. They are all trying to tell us something. What stressors are you ignoring? What needs of yours aren't being met? By learning to listen to our physical sensations, we can gain valuable insights into our emotional well-being and make adjustments accordingly. 4. Journaling. Your secret weapon. Ever find yourself stuck in a loop of repetitive thoughts or anxieties? Well, journaling is like a mental pressure valve. It allows you to process your emotions, identify patterns in your thinking, and gain clarity on what's truly important to you. Don't worry about grammar or making it perfect, just let those thoughts flow freely onto the page. Trust me, you'll be amazed at the insights that emerge. 5. Cultivate self-compassion. We are all human, and that means we make mistakes, experience setbacks, and sometimes feel overwhelmed. The key is to treat ourselves with kindness and understanding during these challenging times. Practice self-compassion by acknowledging your imperfections, forgiving yourself for past missteps, and celebrating your strengths. Remember, you're doing the best you can. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom juggling work, family life, and social commitments. She's constantly on the go, feeling overwhelmed and depleted. One evening, she decides to prioritize herself for once. She turns off her phone, lights a scented candle, grabs her journal, and settles into a quiet corner. As she writes down her thoughts and feelings, a sense of calm washes over her. She realizes that she's been neglecting her own needs and that it's time to make some changes. That simple act of self-reflection was a turning point for Sarah. It allowed her to connect with herself on a deeper level, identify her stressors, and create a plan for prioritizing her well-being. So, let's recap. We talked about disconnecting to reconnect, embracing rituals, listening to our bodies, the power of journaling, and practicing self-compassion. These are your tools, folks. Use them to create that safe space where you can truly be yourself, vulnerable, authentic, and ready to explore the incredible depths within you. Remember, self-reflection isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's how we learn, grow, and thrive. Take action today. Set aside 15 minutes for quiet reflection, journal about something that's been weighing on your mind, or simply practice a few deep breaths to center yourself. And don't forget to share your thoughts with me. Let me know what resonates with you in the comments below and tag someone who could benefit from this episode. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.